your takeaways from this game?
I really liked our start. I liked our first period. I thought we came out and we played really well. Kept it simple. And then for whatever reason, we got away from it in the second period. Let them back in the game. You know, we ended up in the penalty box way too often again. So it was just some things that we just, like we've talked about, we just have not found a way yet to play a full 60 minutes. It's something that we need to find a way. Just be more consistent in our play. There's times when we're really good, and there's times when we get away from it. And it's something that we have to figure out.
Do you think the team benefited from the bigger sheet of ice that you guys have a lot of players like to kind of take a puck wise and like that? Do you think you guys kind of benefited from that?
I'm not sure if we benefited or not from that. Gannis is a little bigger than regular tournament by 85, so we're used to playing on the biggest surface, so I don't know if it made a big difference for us.
Just as far as the full, 60 minutes aside, but with the first period, what do you think was the difference compared to some of the other Friday struggles in the first period to today?
I just think our guys are committed to making sure that we're playing a certain way and putting pucks behind and playing north and getting to the net and making sure we're doing all the things that make us a good hockey team. I think our guys understand and are aware of what we need to do to have success. It's just getting them to do it on a consistent basis. And that's the one thing we're still working towards.
Yeah, what I'm going to say, obviously you get three goals from three, or at least likely goals from the first period. It's a pretty ruthless start for you guys. What does that say about your team, kind of able, even when you're not playing your best, to take three goals?
Yeah, like I said, I liked our first period. Those guys, Tristan Amonte has been excellent for us. He's a guy that has been consistent from day one. He knows what his identity is as a player, and he goes out and does the same thing every time he's on the ice. And he got rewarded because of it. It was nice to have a couple of D's involved in scoring 2-8. Saw Greeny and Gavin McCarthy both their first goals of the year, so it's great to see that. Hopefully it gives them a little bit of confidence offensively. But overall, I thought our first period was good.
Would you like to hear your kill today?
Our kill was good. Again, it's a problem when you're taking that many penalties. You're wearing guys down that get a lot of minutes. And again, it's something that we have to do a better job of. We talk about it, it's just the message isn't getting through yet with that, so it's something we'll continue to work on.
I know it's November, but last year it didn't come home with any hardware. Just what does it mean, the opportunity to play for a trophy in the championship game here?
I think it means a lot. You've come a long way here. You want to give yourself, we did the first part of the job, getting to the finals, so now we have to go out there and finish the job. I think it's real important for our group. I think our group, especially the guys that have been here, they're aware that we didn't find a way to win any trophies last year. This is our first opportunity.
How do you think Perron played today? Obviously made a bunch of saves.
Yeah, I thought he was good. I thought he was really good. We were under siege there for a little bit, especially in the second, start of the third, and he was really good.
Were you happy, start of the second and third period is pretty bad, but then you kind of took control in the later parts of the period, and obviously you had really good penalty killing, but you were undisciplined. Were you happy that even in kind of your bad moments, you were still able to kind of make up for them, I guess, and kind of make sure they didn't?
I do think we're a resilient team. I think our guys care, and they take pride in the things that we need to do. It's just sometimes we need to be woken up. I think it happened at the start of the third. We give up a goal. They make a 3-2, and all of a sudden our guys realize, oh, yeah, we got to get back to doing things the right way. It's not a great recipe to continue to have to do that. But we're still, like I said, we're still a work in progress. We're young. But I do like the results. I mean, you score 12 goals in your last two games. You got to take some positives here.
Do you feel like you're getting closer to a full 60-minute performance that you want?
I thought tonight was a step in the right direction. So, again, tomorrow night, you're playing for something. That's important to this group. Try to continue to build it as a team moving forward.
Just the atmosphere here, about like a couple thousand kids screaming Boston all game, school kids, like, were you expecting that? What was it like seeing?
I had heard about that, so it was great. It was loud, really loud. It was tough to hear on the bench. You had not many kids screaming, yelling. It made the atmosphere great. It was a lot of fun. I think our guys really enjoyed it. So, yeah, they do a heck of a job.